The Shia involved a lot of halacha and rambams and stiras, but there was a philosophical core, which I think is the Yesod in Yagas. So I don't want to lose that. You know, the Rambam says in the Pirshei Mishnayos, whenever he comes across the Yesod, he stops everything. Yesod Adas is the most important thing. So I'll try to just to revolve it around. Oh, really? Okay, I'll try to talk a little louder. I don't have a high voice. It's a family defect. Okay. So the pasuk says in Emor, in the parsha of Moadim, by Dabar Hashem Moshe Lemor, Dabar Bnei Yisrael Mat Lemor, there Hashem Ashtekura Osam Mikroi Kodesh Elohim Moadim. So there's Sheshes Yomim Teosim Olocha, V'yom Ashvi Shabbos Shabbosim Mikroi Kodesh Kamocha Lo Sasa, Shabbos Ilad Hashem B'chol Mashvaseha. So the question is, what does Shabbos have to do with Moadim? Really, the Kedusha of Shabbos has nothing to do, almost nothing to do with the Kedusha of Moadim. Completely different idea. The Kedusha of Shabbos is Mekudesh V'Omer, from Sheish Yimei Bereishis. And the Kedusha of Moadim is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, that the Jews were Mekadesh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu entitled the Bezdin to create a Moed, a time where we could meet and be Lifnei Hashem. So they're two different things. Of course, the Shrisas Malacha is borrowed from Shabbos. Shabbos is the prototype. And Shrisas Melach is borrowed from Shabbos. But in concept, they're two different ideas. One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekadesh, Baruch Tad Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos, and the other one is Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh, Mekadesh Yisrael is Man, through the Bezin. So there's an interesting Rashi over here. Rashi says, Ma'anyin Shabbos Eitzel Moedos. So Rashi says, L'Lamedcha, the teacher, Shekola Machal Asa Moedos, Ma'al Nalov Kilu Filas HaShabbosos. Person's Machal Yantif, it's just like his Machal Shabbos. V'chol HaMekayim Es HaMoedos, everybody keeps the Moed, is Ma'al Olof Kilu Kiyim Es HaShabbosos. So it's just like the Mekayim Shabbos. So the question is, I mean, it's not true though. It's just not true. Because a person's Machal Shabbos is Dino Ka'akum. And he's a Kofer B'chol HaTorah Kulo. But a person is, if he's Machal Shabbos, Rashi. But by Yantif, you don't have that halacha. And by Shabbos, the halacha is that the halacha by Shabbos is machala mos yilos. And by Yontov, it's only love. So how could Rashi say that if you mekayim Yontov, you mekayim Shabbos, and vice versa, machal Yontov, you machal Shabbos too? It's just not factual. It's not true. Okay. Yeah, it says Shabbos Shabbos, and Losh Shabbos, yeah. Losh Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos. It's still not Shabbos. It's still not you see, for instance... Yeah, Yontif is called Shabbos Shabbos. It's true. It's also called the same thing because it's Shvisim Namlocha. Because it's Shvisim Namlocha. But it's not the same Kedusha. It's not the same Kedusha. It's a totally different Kedusha. Okay. So that's one question. And the topic that we're discussing is Kiddush HaChodesh. So Kiddush HaChodesh is a funny, has a lot of strange things. First of all, just take the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah says, when the Mekadesh HaChodesh, so Rosh Bezdin Omer Mekudesh, V'cholom Onin Achrav Mekudesh Mekudesh. Ben Shinir Bezmano, Ben Shalomir Bezmano, Mekachin Asa. So the Tanakhama says that, you know, by the Chodesh, you could either have a 29-day month, and the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, or else you could have a 30-day month, and the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh. Now, when we call it Bismano, we mean when it's a 29-day month, and the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh. Okay? And so sometimes, so the Edom came on the 30th day, when they saw it on the 30th day. Okay, and then they came to Bezdin, and Bezdin pronounced the Chodesh and said Mekudesh. Okay, if they didn't come on the 30th day, so then the Chodesh was Me'ubor, automatically. That the month had 30 days, and the next month started a day later. Okay, on the 31st. Okay, So the Mishnah says, there's a machlokas in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama says that the Bezdin always announces Makrish. It always announces Makrish. Whether it's whether it's Bismano, which means whether it's a 29-day month, or whether it's Shalom Bismano, whether it's a 30-day month. You always say Makudish, Bezdin always is Makadish. We don't hold our way. We pass on like Rabbi Lazar Rapsodic says. Rabbi Lazar says in Lonir Bismano, ain't Makash Nasa. If it's not Bismano, like it's Ma'ubor, so there are no Edim, so you're not Makadish. Why Shekvar Kachur Shemayim? Okay, whatever that means, Shekvar Kachur Shemayim. Okay, and Shemayim and Makadish. Yeah, so you have a Machoros, right? But interesting is, there's further machlokas in the Brisa. That Plimo says like this. Bismano, he's just the opposite. Bismano ain't mekashin asal. Plimo bismano ain't mekashin asal. If it's in the right time and the Eden come, so you're not mekashin. Exactly, punkte the opposite. Shalov bismano, where it's mubar, so mekashin asal. So Rashi says why? What kind of an idea is that? Just the opposite. So Rashi says bismano ain't mekashin asal. She'ain etzar chizuk. Doesn't need any chizuk. And shalom is mana when it's ma'ubor, then on the contrary, you're makadish because it needs chizuk. I mean, okay? So you have a third position. All right? One holds you're makadish both times, one holds you're makadish bismana shalom is mana, and one holds you're plainless is exactly the opposite. Makadish shalom is mana, and you're not makadish bismana. And you think that'd be enough, but no, there's not one more time. Rabbi Lozer of Shimon Amar, benkach or benkach, in makadish nasa. You never makadish. Whether it's bismano, whether it's not bismano, you never makadish. Why? Shenema v'kidashtem es shnas ha-chamishim shonim. Shonim ata makadish. You makadish shonim. But the Yovel, doesn't makadish Yovel. V'yata makadish chadashim. But you can't be makadish. The Tanakhama, the Mishnah says you makadish both times, whether it's bismano, whether it's shalom bismano. Then Plimo says exactly the opposite. That bismano you're not makadish because it doesn't need chizuk. Shalom bismano bezin is makadish. And then you have Rabbi Lozer of Shimon who says you never makadish altogether. You say never makadish altogether. Why? Because shonim ato makadish v'ato makadish chadashim. I mean, how could there be such a machlokes tanaim like that? I mean, you know, every single possibility you have here. I mean, we have a masorah. I mean, what is it? I mean, what do you do with all the gemaras before with the Kabbalah Sa'idis and everything? I mean, what, there's no Kiddush HaKadosh. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Okay. So that's one of the points that I'd like to explain in the, you know, I'd like to explain in this year. Okay, it's a strange kind of machlokes, strange kind of machlokes tonight. There are many problems over here in the Rambam as well in Kiddush HaKadosh. Many problems. Okay. Let me see if I can find it. Okay. So let me just take too many, just take a few. All right. The Rambam says that the Rambam says that one question. Why is it called Kiddush HaKadosh? What's the name of Mekadosh? Let's see, it's a good question. What's the name of Mekadosh, though? What's the name of Mekadosh? Okay, it's a good question. There's another question. Why is it called Kiddush HaKadosh? And why is it called Kiddush HaKadosh? Kiddush. 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 Kiddush HaKadosh.
You say that now it's Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Chodesh.
Right. That's right.
Unless, I would say, because of the Karbunas, the Karbunas was a bank to Rosh Chodesh, so it's the Mekadosh, this day is Ayantik.
You mean, maybe, I mean because of the Karbonis.
Because of
the Karbonis. I mean, Bizman Shabbos and Mikdash.
It's a Chodesh. It's a Tia Busuayim, but a Chodesh Shabbos. So you see that Chodesh is a Yom Tov.
That Rav Tzvi is right. That there is a Kedusha Sayoim of Rosh Chodesh. Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. The Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is really...
Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. So you're Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh. You're Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah. So the Kedushas Yom Rosh Chodesh is the Kedushas Yom of Kabbonos. That's why the Kedushas Yom is only been Mikdash. So you have a minig that women don't do malocha, the zecha that Kedushas Yom. But the Rapala is mentioning there's a Kedushas Yom be Mikdash, Bizman HaMikdash is a Kedushas Yom of Kabbonos. So the Rav Zachman Baruch said that there's three Kedushas Hayom. There's a Kedushas Hayom of Issam Malacha. There's a Kedushas Hayom of Issam Malacha. Then there's a Kedushas Hayom of Simcha. And there's a Kedushas Hayom of Karbanos. So Rav Tzvi is mentioning the Kedushas Hayom of Karbanos that is Negea to that you have on Rosh Chodesh. So that's true Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayom and you have a Korban Mosif. But Kiddush HaChodesh really takes place even Shelo Bezman HaBayis, as long as you have a Bez. For instance, after the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, they still had Kiddush HaChodesh until the time of Abaye V'Rava. So, yeah. So, all right. So let me just ask a couple of questions there. The Rambam says that Rambam says din Torah she'im medaktikin in Perek Beis Halacha Beis din Torah she'im medaktikin be'edus hacharish. You're not medaktikin be'edus hacharish. Why? He says she'afilu kitshas hacharish al pi'edim. Even if you mekadesh the chodesh by Eidim, he says v'nimtzu zomimin, and it comes out that it's Eidim zomimin be'edizu harezim mekudesh. So apparently the Rambam had a halacha that Eidim zomimin doesn't matter over here. That's what it would seem from his halacha, and that's why you're not medaktik in the Eidim. But interesting enough, in the end of Perek Gimel, halacha yates. So the Rambam says, there's a thing, sometimes we try to inspire fear in the Eidim, to stop them from their agada. The Bezdin has control. Ma'ayman alayim. So the Rambam says, avo ma'ayman al Eidim shenis kalkalo edusam. V'arei, he says, you are ma'ayim, sometimes you scare the Eidim, and he says, sometimes scare the Eidim, if the Eidim is makoko, and it looks like they're not going to stand by the Eidim, so we try to instill fear that they should stand by the Eidim. Ma'ayman alein kadesh shetiskayim ha'idus v'yiskadi shachodesh bezmano. V'cheinim bo Eidim, he says, lahazim es ha'idim shera'u bezmano. If you have two Eidim that can't hear mazim other Eidim that saw bezmano, he says, kodem sheikachu bezna reyla ma'ayman al ha'mazimin. So we're ma'ayim on the mazimin. In order that the hazama should not take place, and the chodesh should be niskadosh bezmano. So the question is, well, over here Rambam says it doesn't matter hazama. Over here he says, medaktikin was on. It didn't tell him a medaktikin with the shem medaktikin beidus. Why? Because he says that shafilu kitchu sachosh alpiyim v'nim sezomim areizim akudish. So the Rambam in one halacha seems to say zomim is no problem, and the other halacha he says no, zomim is a problem. So the question is, I mean, what's the difference? It's a steer in Rambam. That's one question. Another question is the Rambam over here says in that same halacha he says you're not medaktik in the edus. He says because kol yisro b'cheskas kashrus hain, and he says but then what happened was the mishakilkalu haminim, the baisusim. They tried to destroy the whole system of Kiddush HaChodesh. They send in false Eidim. So they used to send false Eidim to Bezdin to make a whole joke out of the whole thing. So what happened was, so Eskinu Shle Kabu Bezdin Eidus HaChodesh Elam Eidim Shemakirin Bezdin Hasan. The Bezdin had recognized Eidim. Shem Shem. V'sheyiyu Dorshim V'chokrim Beidus. Rambam says he used to do Drish HaChakir. But before that, they didn't do Drish HaChakir. But the problem is, it's a steer to the Rambam before. Because the Rambam before says, in Perek Aleph Halach and Vav, he says, you do have to do Drisha Chakira. He says, Mitzvah Saseman Atar al Bezdin, Sheyachshivu v'yedu im yeiro, hayereach alo yeiro. Vishay yidrishu asa'edim, ashikachshu asa'chodesh. So you see, the Rambam says openly that you have to be Darish the Edim. And over here he says, no, the only reason we're Darish the Edim is after the Baisusim. After the Minyan, who tried to destroy the system of the Torah, and they tried to hire false Eidim to make a chuchatul out of the whole thing. So according to Rashi, this Rashi said a different cheshbon. They wanted to keep the shvuas machras shabbos. Rashi said, whatever. They were showing and trying to say so. There's not no choice to but the Jewish chakir. But the Ram says himself, because in the mitzvah saseh he says a mitzvah sheyidrishu. And over here he says the only reason you have Jewish chakir is because of the Bais Susan. So that's another question. Okay, now I'll just ask one more type of question. The Rambam in Perek Gimel has his own shita, on being ma'abra.
Yes, if you're makir, then all you have to do is to test them anyway. If you're makir, then you know they're reliable.
That's a good question. Yeah. If they're makir, the Adam. You see, by on Yom Kippur, you see, even the Kohen Gadol, they were chayshish that he became a tzduki. It's a mashbiyin asa. So you see that even the Yamaka, you still
saw the
good question.
So you take him two men from the street. And they make it, put them as bumukam either in their Mekadosh. So actually the Eidim, when a thing...
This break the Chachim. A break was eating around by Mastir. Do that for Chachim. This is Eidim Tacho.
That's right. That's correct. Where and Tosfos and Rashi, where one says one koma, one says five komos high. So that's the whole question of mitzvah from Leidus. And Rashi learns, how the mitzvah from Leidus. So Rashi learns that if one says one koma, for instance, Echadam Glor Beis Ma'ados, Echadam Gimel is Zekamis. But one says Gimel and one says Hey Edusim Betelo, but mitzvah from Leidus. So Rashi says, what's your mitzvah from Leidus? What it means is that because Tosfos acquired kashya, there's a sheet in the Gemara that holds. If you have two kite edim, of kishin shuzu, they're both bustle. So Tosfos kashya. Tosfos says no. What it means over here is like this. Like Rashi goes out of his way to explain. It means that if one says three units high, and the other one says five, so you have to get somebody else that says either three or five. So then it's bottle echod legabe eshnayim. So you see, from that Rashi, you see clearly that Eidus must be Nechkara Kil Chasam, like the Rav Sri mentions, must be Kedasa Kedin 100%, with all the Dukkim and Chumas of Eidus and Mishpat and Kalatar Kula. But if you take a look at Rashi and Daf Chafim and Aleph, Rashi says, and the Gemara says, You frighten them. Even though they didn't see it. Yom Ra'inu. So on the one hand, we say, well, there's a problem. Hadisadi Shikra Lamalu. On the other hand, you're saying you tell them to lie. So the whole thing sounds like a joke. I mean, it's minakatsa. We're learning about it's minakatsa lakatsa. So, okay. So let me just ask one or two more questions. I know. What time does she go to?
11.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
It's going to be, Ashkaf will be built in.
Built in.
Built into the year. Okay. Okay. So let me just go into the another question. The Rambam has a strange shita in Ma'abar and Sechodesh Letzorach. Let's say Bezen has a reason why they want to be Ma'abar the Chodesh. They have a reason for the call. So can you do it or can you not do it? So the Rambam says you only do it in a very funny case. The case is where Edom come. There were no Edom. So they were Ma'abre El Chodesh. Now, days later, 4 or 5 days later, Ramban Per Gimel Lachat Tezvav, 4 or 5, Bezin She Yoshu Kol Yom Shloshim Velo Bo Eden, the Shkima Baneshev, the Ibru Es HaChodesh, so the Ma'abre Chodesh, Kemosh Bi'anu, the Achar Abo Chamisha Yomim Bo Eden Rechokim, the Eder Shiros HaChodesh Bezmano Sheula Shloshim, so 4 or 5 days later, so even if it comes to the end of the Chodesh. So the Ram says, what do you do? Basically, you try to be Ma'ayim Aleim, not to accept the Eidus. But if you have to, you have to. And the Ram says, V'yesh Men HaChacham Magedolim, Mishacholik B'davar Zeh, and he says, except that's, the Ram says, that's the only case where you could be Ma'aber Letzorach. In that rare case where they came in the end of the month, they came 4 or 5 days later, and Bezin was already Ma'aber L'chodesh, says Yotzer Shmo Ma'ubor, there the Rambam says, if there's a tzorach, then Bezin can do it. But he says, Yesh min acham gedolim don't agree with this. They hold that even if there's a tzorach, you could never change it, the Ram says. And the Ram says, lo ol me ma'am social tzorach, ho bo idem akachem se ve'im ma'ayim in alayim. But the Rambam holds you can. But nevertheless, meantime, the Rambam has a case that you could be ma'aver the chodesh l'mafreya. Comes out from this Rambam. Mekadesh the Chodesh l'mafreya. Comes out the Rambam holds that you can do it at the end of the month. Eidim come and you Mekadesh the Chodesh l'mafreya from day one. So now, let's say for instance it's the 25th, so Bezin will make an announcement. No, it's not the 25th, it's the 26th. Because the last month, instead of having 30 days like we thought, now it's 29 days. So that's the Ramashim. So there are many kashas on this. That's what the Rambam seems to say. But the Rambam in Perek Beis, Bezin can do what they want. Okay. Yeah. But the Rambam has. That's the Ram Sheet, and that's where he holds Ma'abra Litzor. But the Ram is like this. The Rambam says that in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, Afilu Ra'u Bezin V'chol Yisrael. He says, it must be Bayom. You must do it in the daytime, because Mishpat is Bayom. Afilu Ra'u Bezin V'chol Yisrael V'lo Amru Bezin Mekudish Ache Chosh Cholel Echa V'shloshin. Let's say Bezin was sitting there, and they saw the Levana, they saw the new moon. And they're sitting there, and what happened was they didn't have enough time to say Mekudesh B'yom because it became dark. He says, oh, the Ram says, Shenechkeru Eidim, they investigated the Eidim, V'lo Espiku Bezin Lom Mekudesh HaShechosh Cholel Echad HaShloshim, until it becomes the 31st. Okay, so now you can't Mekadesh the 30th anymore. So he says, Ein Mekachin Aso, V'yiyya HaChodesh Me'ubor. V'loyiyah Rosh Chodesh El Yom Echad HaShloshim. Ram, it seems he repeats it enough times. He says, in such a case, what happens? Ein mekachin aso v'yiyah Chodesh Me'ubor v'loyiyah Rosh Chodesh El Yom Echad HaShloshim. I mean, he spells it out again and again. Afal pishen nirabal El Shloshim. So this is really an open stira to what the Ram says later. Of course, later the Ram says that if they made it Me'ubor and Eidim come later, so then you go back with Mafreya and you undo the whole Ibor, right? And over here, you have the Eidim in front of you. This is the Eidim right there. So they saw it. The Bezin saw it. Kol Yisrael saw. So you couldn't say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So tomorrow, you sit down and you Mekadesh the Yom Shloshim LaMafreya. I mean, the Rambam is absolutely saw himself. Okay. Then you have another case where the Rambam is. Sometimes you find the Rambam like this. His mamish like Menehu Bey. It looks like he left something out here. I mean, it looks like a person looking at this say, what is he saying? And that's the next halacha, halacha test. An interesting halacha. It says, Ra'u Bezin Atzmon Besof Yom Tisha V'Esra. Let's say Bezin themselves saw it in the end of the 29th. Okay? So they saw it because the new moon you always see after sunset. The old one you see before sunset. Okay? So Bezin saw it in the they saw it at nighttime, right after sunset. So what do they do? So Imlo Yotza Kochov B'Leil Shloshim, if it wasn't yet the first star of the Leil Shloshim, so Bezin Omrim Mekudesh Mekudesh, Shadayin Yomlo. Okay, the Rambam has a yom over here until one star. It's still yom. Then he says like this. He says, V'im ra'u b'leil shloshim achar shiyotzu shnei kochovim. But let's say there was shnei kochovim came out, and then Bezdin saw it, so then it's the later. What do you do? So the Rambam says, L'mocha moshivin shnei dayonim. So tomorrow morning, they take, you have the whole Bezdin, so you take two dayonim, eight, so you have three, you know, it's three saw it, three of the Bezdin saw it. So the next morning, you take two dayonim, and you take one of these three, so you have a Bezdin, okay? V'yo'idu heim ashnayim b'fnei ashlosha v'yikachu ashlosha. Okay, so you need a bezin. So you take, you have already three, that's all it, the bezin. And now you take two, what you do is you take one of those three and two others and sit them down, you make a bezin, and then you still have two left, that's all it. So they're two eders. So they're magid and the makadish shacharish. Okay, they're magid and they're makadish shacharish. Okay. So the question is, and the Mekadosh the Yom Shloshim, because it's the 30th day. This is on the 30th day. So the Mekadosh the Yom Shloshim. The question of the Rambam is, Minei Ubei, he left out a case. What happens between one Kochov and two Kochov? Mamanashach. So you'll say he holds his Shkia, this is his Benashmashis. Fine. So the Rambam should have, the Rambam should have said like this. He should have said, Imma Dayan Lo Yotza Kochov, kolchov b'leil shloshim. If you don't have one kolchov b'leil shloshim, so bez nom mekudesh. The im yotza kolchov echod. So then you do tomorrow. That's exactly what it is. Why does he leave out a big space there where he doesn't talk about the halacha? What happens in such a case? I mean, he's mashmit. He omits that case. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't flow. I mean, there's something wrong in the wrong there. I mean, he doesn't leave Ramless leave that a case. I mean, what do you have to jump to two kochovim when you have one kochov is the deadline? You have a deadline. So if you saw it before, so you can say Mekudesh Mekudesh. Enough time to say Mekudesh Mekudesh is fine. If it's afterwards, so then you do the Eitzah, that you take the two of these, a Magid, and one of them joins the another two, and you make a Bezin, and you Magid in front of Bezin. Why? What happened to that case? I mean, he omitted a crucial case. And he leaves it empty like we don't know what he holds over there altogether. Somebody asks, what is the Rambam hold between one kochav and two kochav? We don't know. He doesn't say. As a matter of fact, Chazal say, it's kasher reish lo sefer. The reish seems to say this is only good because we throw one kochav. But after one kochav, you can't. Sefer says no, only after two kochav. I mean, it's a stim and ebed. Okay. So those are basically the questions from the Rambam. Okay. Now I'd like to let me try it again because we have 20 minutes. Yes.
What? More than four kashas.
More than four kashas. Very more than four kashas. Okay. Okay. What I want to say over here is that the whole inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh. I mean, you see, for instance, in Machal Shabbos, for Edom HaMachal Shabbos to be Mekadosh HaChodesh. I mean, it has to be something here that the Torah is telling us something that's a Dovah Nifla. I mean, Nishtam. I mean, and even near Baal Lil, they still Machal Shabbos. So you see, I mean, there's something going on here behind the scenes. In the Torah, I mean, that's extremely important. So, what I want to say, there's a Rambam. Rambam says like this: that when the Rambam introduces Kiddush HaChodesh, so the Rambam says like this. He says, in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, he says, "Ein Re'ias HaYareach Mesur L'Chol Adam Kmo Shabbos Breishis." Says the Re'ias HaYareach is not given over to everybody like Shabbos Breishis. Shekol echad mona shisha v'shoves b'shri. He says, Ela lebezdin hadavar mosor, ad sheyikachu bezdin v'yikvu oso hayom rosh chodesh. Hu sheyia rosh chodesh. Shenema hachodesh hazeh lochem, edu zu tiyeh mesur lochem. So why does the Rambam bring in Shabbos Bereishis? I mean, it's a lot of things we do ourselves. We can't sphere ourselves. I mean, you get up in the morning, you look at this Zman Tefillah we do ourselves. I mean, why does the Rambam pick on Shabbos Bereishis to compare Shabbos Bereishis to Kiddush HaChodesh? That Kiddush HaChodesh is Mosul HaBesdin. A lot of things are Mosul HaBesdin, a lot of things we do ourselves, most things we do ourselves. Okay? So you want to know when it's Shkia, we do it ourselves. You don't need Besdin. You want to know when it's a Zricha, when it's a Hanin Sachama, you look on the calendar, on the Rabbi Primak's calendar. So we do things ourselves. Okay? So.
When I learned this Rambam, I had a Shala here.
Yes, go ahead.
Who says, Moina the Shishu Yumer. We don't Moina Shishu if you keep Shabbos. We have Shabbos on Messiah, when Shabbos is Shabbos.
Yeah. But the Rambam seems to talk about a gavel l'chashavos. I mean, it doesn't seem.
Right.
So the Rambam also in the Kayseris in the Rambam, says mitzvah ase achas, v'hi. So you would think the mitzvah would be l'kaddish chodashim. No, the Rambam says v'hi l'chashe v'leida v'lekvora. So the Rambam says the mitzvah is lachashev, and then the Rambam says bezn in alach above bezn mechashvin in the very next alach bezn mechashvin becheshbonos kederech shemechashvin hu atzdagnina sheyodim mekomos akochovim umahalchom bechokrim umedaktikin at sheyedu imefshir sheyor yeroa yerech bezmano shilo shloshim o iefshir. Okay, so there's a mitzvah chishuv tekufas mazalos. This Rambam doesn't mean like there's a Rambam in Sanhedrin Perek Beis Halacha Beis where the Rambam believe it is where the Rambam mentions that Bezin has to know all chachmas because they can't be done. For instance, machashiv, so they have to know astrology and all these different things. So that's a general principle.
You have to know.
See, avodah zorah. That's right. That's the problem. They don't know. They don't know. That's a problem. Avnish to Sanhedrin. That's right. Yeah, okay. So the thing is that what I want to say over here is that, you see, if you look at the Rambam later, the Rambam comes back again and again to the Chishuv. And the Rambam says that, Bizman Shaosin al Ariya. He says many times in the halachas, there's a lot of halachas here, very hard to understand with the astronomy. He says, Bizman Shaosin al Ariya, Machashim Yodin Shoshi is Kabetz Boha Yareach im Hachamor, Beditu Karbe Kederach Shetz like Ninenosin. It means the precise moment, and that's what it means by Molad. When you see in the calendar the Molad means the cycle. What the cycle of which cycle? The cycle of when the earth is lined up precisely, the moon is lined up precisely with the earth and the sun. Okay, that's the moment of the Molad. Because at that moment, the new cycle starts. So the point of the cycle is that perfect lineup. Okay, at that time you can't see the Areach. Because it's completely this, the rise and setting of the Areach is going to be exactly in line with the sun. So it's invisible. So the Rambam says that when they did it al pi oriya, so bezn was mechashvin the yodin bedikta karbe the shor she iskabeitz bo hayareach machama bedikta karbe. He says utchila also cheshbon, and what's the beginning of this cheshbon? The beginning of the lumdus of the cheshbon. He says who a cheshbon she mechashvin bekiruv V'yodim shas kibutzum below dikduk. What the Rambam means, he says, v'hu ela b'mahalecho emtsoi, hu ha-nikra molad. That's the molad. That's what we have on our calendar, the molad. What is it? The molad. What's made the molad? The molad is mahalecho emtsoi. The molad of Zion, yeah, yeah. That's right. No, they think it's going to be soon. What's the molad? So it's interesting. So the molad is the same idea when it's lined up, but it's what the Rambam calls the Mahalech Hoemtsoi, which means it's an average. Because you see, when you're dealing with the phenomenon of the moon and the cycle of the moon, I'll speak in today's terms, you know, it's easy to understand, and the Rambam had the Ptolemy's astronomy, it's very hard for us to envision. But it's the same thing in terms of how you do it. Matter of fact, they use a lot of the old methods. It doesn't matter what you assume the center. But basically, what it means is the lining up is dependent upon the motion of the Earth revolving around the sun. It's the motion of the moon revolving around the Earth, okay? And it has to do with the rotation of the Earth as well. So it takes in all those three phenomena. That's why it's very complicated to know whether on a specific spot on the globe you will see the Areach or not. But you cannot approach it unless you really know astronomy. You know exactly when it's lined up, and then you have to make the calculations. But since it's dependent upon the motion, the revolution of the Earth around the sun, and that revolution is not the same, because sometimes the Earth moves quicker, sometimes it moves slower. So therefore, the actual lineup, what they call the conjunction, will not be the same. You won't have the same exact distance in time between one conjunction and another. The Earth's moving at a different rate, and therefore the conjunction is not going to be the same. So that's called the Mahalech Hamtzoi. It means the average. So when we say that a month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim, so we mean on an average. But it's not really true. That month is not necessarily distant from the previous month by that exact time. It's just an average of the cycle. Okay, that's called the Mahalech, and that's what you see in your calendar when it says the Molad. So the Molad is not always in line with the real Molad, okay? But the Rambam explains that Bizman Hazeh, the Rambam explains, we go by the calendar, so the Rambam says it's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. His Dovah says it like this. He says that when we had the Sanhedrin, so then we were Kaddish up here, Rio, with all the Cheshbonos and all the Chochmas. But today he says, Dovah zeh halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, this is Perek Chamish halacha Beis, Bizman sheyesh Sanhedrin kovin al aria, bizman sheyesh Sanhedrin kovin al chesh ben zeh shanu machashim bo hayom. Vein is kokim l'aria. Okay? El pa'omim sheyi ayom shekovin bo b'chesh ben zeh hu yom aria, o kodem lo b'yom, o acharav b'yom. Okay? So the Ram mentions it's not going to be exact. That's why when you read the molar on the calendar, it's an average of when the conjunction should be, but it can't tell you specifically that month. Okay? And that's what we do now. Bizman Hazeh, we do. What is the concept? Because the calendar is based on the molad. Okay. So what I want to say is like this: that the concept of in Kiddush HaChodesh, really, why did the Torah take this and make this a mitzvah? And how did the Torah do it? I think over here you could see why. You could see the hashkofa that comes out of it. And you could also see the derech that the Torah did. Because really, in terms of Edom, the Rambam explains in the end of Hilchos Gershon, because of Aguna, why we're mamen at Goy, and Shifcha, and Eved. Because the Rambam explains, he says, something that's a Dovah Yaduah Lakol, the Torah doesn't require Edus. There's no Edus there. Because it's Dovah Yaduah Lakol. So over here really is something which is many, many times is Yadu HaKol. It's Nira Ba'olol, for instance. And the Gemara says, one man number the Gemara says, that you never make it earlier because everybody will see it's a lie. It's merzik shikro. So it's a double dovako. So why over here did the Torah create, give a din of edus? I mean, is it the milsev the gloya? It's golako. So I want to say it's a different din in edus over here, a different idea in edus. Edus in Kol HaTorah Kula is that the edim come and they give the bezin information, so they're necessary for the information. Over here, really, it's the bezin's chachma that creates the kiddush. The bezin chachma mitzvah lechashev, like the Rambam says, and mechashev b'dikta gadol. And we had the Rambam mentions in the Nef Perek Zayin that we had a Kabbalah and a Mesorah from the Bnei Yisachar Yodei Vina Le'itim, but it was lost. But the Soda Ibu was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Sinai, that all this Chochma Hashem, you see, was given over to the Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin really, as a matter of fact, there's a Shittas of Sajigon, which the Rambam rejects very strongly. Sajigon held that the Mekadosh al Pi Chochma alone, without it. The Rambam says against all the Gemara, but the Rambam Shitta is that the Edom over here are not Edom Lahagid, Dovar Chodesh, to tell Bezin something new. Because Bezin could be looking at the Bezin could look out the window. So what is it for? It's simply to corroborate, you see, the Das Bezin. It's a kiyum in the Das Bezin. The halacha is the Torah wanted to engage the Bezin. So how do you engage the Bezin? Kabbalah Seidus. So the Torah says that it's really the Chochmas Hashem of the Sanhedrin that's the essence. It's Masa Lochem. But your das requires a raya, raya seidin. So if the das requires a raya, you have to have a raya for the das. It can't just be the das itself. So what do you use in order to corroborate the das? In order to corroborate the das, there's only one medium that we have. That's edus. Edus is a raya. So that's how edus came in. Edus didn't come in to say a dover chodesh.
Why do you need that?
Why the das alone is not enough? Is not enough? Should be enough. It's like I've said, you guys. Okay, I could say.
Accept the system. What? That's the way best in possible based on
He's asking, is a good question. Why can't you go by the das alone like Rav Sajid Gaon?
Something has to be guided.
In other words, like this. What he's saying is, in other words, that you can't have a yeshivas habezin unless you have Aden. So without Aden, you can't have a yeshivas habezin. But I think Agav Orcha, it's also Torah telling you something. But even the greatest chacham still has to look at the neflois habari. The most critical part
in the Kiddush HaChodesh is not to take away from the Chodesh Pesach.
Yes,
this is the most critical.
Not to take away.
This is the most epitome of Kiddush HaChodesh. Why? Because if you take away something for the previous chodesh, you will bring a korban, which has nothing to do with chodesh anymore, because it was the previous chodesh already. So Kim Tosem are bringing a korban. Second thing is, if it comes, the Shishuna will be not in the same time.
Who's Kenestin is the best in Allah? Who's that straight?
Who's
straight? The best in Allah,
Kenestin. The Revesm is whom I have, when Taka is not, is this not, was it the Chodesh before, or is this the Chodesh which is coming? This has to be by the best definitely determined.
That's right. That's why Bezin is Mechashev. That's
Mechashev. Because somebody comes, two Eidus come around to the Bezin.
In
today's terminology, we with constitutionality of the case.
Right.
And you have in a law system that the people who sit on the Supreme Court, they know when they have a case, they know if it's constitutional or not constitutional, but they can't proclaim anything. They have to have a test case. That is something that comes before the court.
You have to corroborate.
That brings it to their attention officially.
You see, you
need
like
this.
That's correct. That's
constitutional.
That's
not constitutional.
That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. That's what I want to say. That's what I want to say. You see, the Rambam. You're right. Very good.
Very good.
That's what I'm trying to say, is that the whole chokhmah of the bez. What's mechayev the bez in the chokhmah? Because in yiroi and lo yiroi, but because of that, they must know the kibbutz hamiti. Because of, and the chokhmah that they have, like in the kibbutz hamiti, is what makes the is the real kiyum of the kiddush hachodesh, the chokhmas Hashem. You see. And that's why that's why Rashi, for instance, says Rashi says in Shir Hashirim, Rashi says that the about the Bezdin, you have the Shir Hashirim, Perek Zion Shir Hashirim. Rashi, beautiful Rashi. I got over there. Perek Zion. Rashi says Perek Zion, but Pasuk Hey, Nayach Brechus Becheshbon. So Rashi says that Al Shabbas Rabin, Rashes Chachomecha, Kishahim Yoshvin Bishara Yerushalayim Oir Bas Rabas Om, Vasukim Becheshbon Tkufos Mazolois, Chachmosam Ubinosam Leene Ha'amin, Mosheches Kebrechas Mayim. So the Kiyum, the real Kiyum of the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Edom are not telling them anything new. They just bring a Raya to their Das has to be corroborated, you see. But what is really the Mekadesh? The Mekadesh is the Chochmas Bezdin is the real Mekadesh, you see. But the thing is that in this Kiddush is a big Yesod. What's the Yesod in the Kiddush? And the Yesod in the Kiddush is that really, ultimately, the Bezdin with all the Chochmah, with all the Cheshbonos, does not really know the true Kiddush. Does not really know the true Kiddush. The true Kiddush is only known before the Bar Ella. Why? Because the Rambam explains in Hilchos Yisera Torah, in the beginning of Yisera Torah, Rambam says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Das is not to be compared with our Das. Because Anu V'Daitenu Shnayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything because he's Yodea Atzmo. And he is the Yodua, and he's the Dea, and he says there's something which the human mind can hardly grasp. So what is the Rambam saying, really? The Rambam saying that our knowledge, see, the knowledge that we have are like, we're external, and we make cheshbonos, and science advances, and we have better chronometers, more precise, but you'll never get precision. It cannot be. Impossible.
So
because
it's the average.
You see, the Derech HaMtzoi is the Chachmas Hashem that's reflected in the average. That's in the count. But the real who is the real Mekadesh? The Mekadesh is really the Borei Olam. And why does Bez never write to be Mekadesh? Because the fact that there are Sukkim B'Chachma is a Matir. It's a matter for them to be Mekadosh. That's why you have one Tana that maintains, one Tana says you can't be Mekadosh Chodoshim. Shonim Atom Mekadoshim, Chodoshim not. Why? Because the Borei Olam is Mekadosh. And I found the Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Daf Yud Amud Beis. You have a Gemara Sanhedrin for a second? Tosfos in Sanhedrin. And Shittas Rashi, by the way. It's a funny Tosfos there, because Tosfos quotes a Shittas Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, which the Mashal mentions you can't find it. But if you look at the Rashi in Sanhedrin itself, it's exactly like Tosfos rejects. But it's a Yesh Mefarshim and Tosfos. But I don't think on the Yesod anybody argues. But the Yesh Mefarshim shows the idea. The Yesh Mefarshim, the Gemara quotes the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that Lo Nir Bismano, according to Blazor Tzadik, Ein Mekachin So Why Shekva Ketshul Shemayim. So Tosfos says Yesh Mefarshim De Bezin Shel Milo Mekachin So La Olam Bezin Shel Milo Mekachin So La Olam B'Shas Amolad. That means the exact moment. That's what the Rambam says. The hiloch amiti. So this is a question. Then how could you say? The Gemara says that you don't say mekudesh shelo bismano, but bismano you say mekudesh. So Tais says, but now and according to Rashi says kachumishman. So what are you saying mekudesh? You see. So what's the answer for the Yesh Mefarshim? The Yesh Mefarshim is what the Yesh Mefarshim holds very simply, that really the only Mekadosh is the Borei Olam, because he's the only one that's your Dea, that moment is only a Dula fun of. Just like Vayhi Bachatzi Alayla, Kachatzeis Alayla Nechezim, and Vayhi Bachatzi Alayla. Only the Borei Olam knows the moment that's the Bachatzi. No human being, because of the nature of human knowledge, is such that we have to, we're external to the events, and we have to invent, we only know from our senses and sense of sight. I mean, essentially, without the sense of sight, we wouldn't know anything, just about. And the chronometers that we create are only ways to approach and to get some proximal knowledge. But precision is impossible, no matter how perfect you have, because the nature of our knowledge is inferior. The nature of our knowledge is as external observers. But the Borei Olam is the Odea, and he's the Adua, and he's the Deor, and he's the only one that has the real Das. So in Kiddush HaChodesh, you see, in Kiddush HaChodesh, it's a recognition of the Yedias Hashem, But when this Yedias Hashem, that's the Yesh Mefarshim says, that why can Bezdin say Mekudesh when it's Bizmano? The answer is because since their Bezdin is Osek B'Chochmas Hashem, like Rashi says, Yoshvin and Oskin, and the Rambam says, Machashvin and Chochmas Hashem, so that's matir them to say Mekudesh. But who's the real Mekadesh? Real Mekadesh is Shemayim, Kishu Shemayim. And every Chodesh, like Rashi says, that Kishu Shemayim Me'esmo B'Shas HaMoah. And that's really the whole idea of the Moah. So over here, in Kiddush HaChodesh, you have the Yisod of Kol HaTorah Kula, that Yediyas Hashem, and even though our knowledge, but at the same time we recognize our knowledge is nothing, it's Kefes HaKayim Lefanov, but nevertheless we have to be Osek in Chochmah, and if we're Osek in Chochmah, then we have a Matir to echo the Kiddush, and to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the right to do that, and through that, we're Makir Mishom of Ohi Olam. That's what Rashi says. When Rashi says in Emor, Parshas Emor, so Rashi says that someone that's Shomer the Moados, he says, it's Ki'ilu Shomer Shabbosos, because Rashi is, he says, Eilu Moed Hashem, and it starts off with Shabbos. So Ma'ayin Shabbos Eitzel Moadim. So Rashi says, why? Because Kol HaMachalas Moados is Ki'ilu Chil Shabbos. And call him a kayim as a modos, kibbutz kibbutz. It's not true. You see, Mechal Shabbos Vresi is a gedinu kakim and not Mechal Yantif. And Shabbos is Mechal Lomo, Simos, and Yantif is only a lav. But the answer is because he who is makir this idea that the Borei Olam is the only Yodea, and he's the only one, and he's makir the Amitis HaBorei, if he's makir that, so then he will be Makir Mishom Avohi Olam, which is Shabbos Bereshis too. And if he denies that, if he denies this Yedias Hashem, so then he's a Kofra Maisa Bereshis as well. So, but what the Torah did was an unbelievable thing. The Torah recognized that there's something that has to be the Yesoda Yesodos, that the Borei Olam, the Yesod of the Bria, has to be for everybody. So that's muscle l'chol adam. Has to be muscle l'chol adam. And they're mechalam asyamos. But the Torah knew at the same time, this is not a simple matter, but this is something which is really, should be masur to Chachmei Yisrael, to the Amudei Horah, to the Iketer Shebal Peh, which is the Sanhedrin, because not everybody can go over here. This is not a road that everybody can travel. So that's why the Torah took the idea of Yedias Hashem and incorporated it in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And it was most of that to Chachmei Yisrael, like the Rambam explains in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, the Soto Ibur, they were most of the Soto Ibur only to a person who was a Chochem, the Novon, and it went to Derech HaYoshar, and had all the certain qualities. Why? Because you don't reveal how Bezdin treats. It wasn't just an astronomy. Astronomy was a Geikener astronomy, but it was astronomy under the whole metaphysics and all the yesodos of the Torah and how we perceive Chochmah and what are Chochmah, the limitations of our Chochmah and the limitations of our Yediyas Hashem, and that the Borei Olam is the only one that has true Yediyah. All the Yesodei Ados were wrapped up in Kiddush HaChodesh. That's why HaChodesh is Alechem is the first mitzvah. That's the first mitzvah. So, and that's why Mechal Shabbos. Why the Mechal Shabbos? Because it's Hainuach. It's Shabbos, it's Hainuach. But this is Mosor L'Chachma Yisrael, and to understand the Sodos and the Yesodei Ados, and Shabbos is Mosor L'Chavodom. It has to be that way. But the Chachma Sotera divides. It divides the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu is.
Wanted to take away Shabbos and Chodesh.
That's right. You're right. That's right. They wanted to take away Shabbos and Chodesh. Yeah, exactly.
Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Aharon, Moshe v'Aharon, Edom like Moshe v'Aharon should be the
should
one
be Mekadosh. Who
the Kadosh Baruch
Hu. You're right. That's right. You're right. That's a good riot. Moshe and Aharon should be. It's Moshe to Moshe and Aharon. To the ultimate Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate Odom that like the Rambam says he became a Sechel Nifrod, the highest level of Odom. So to him it's Moshe, and that's why the Soda. That's why the Soda
is responsible for Kiddush HaChodesh.
Without Edom,
there's a responsibility away from the Edom.
That's correct.
Because even the whole community saw the Lavona. We still business still sits down and takes the Eders and stands by in the Eders are mired with this other one, even though everybody saw the one. Because the Torah marks for the grain, there should be Eders Achoidish.
That's correct.
So I mean he put in a hard name, Moshe hard name it.
Yeah.
So I mean we must have the Eders Achoidish is a very important part of Kiddush HaChodesh.
Yeah. So with this, I think we can answer the stira. The stira in the Rambam from why in one place he says that it doesn't matter the zomnim, right? Oh, chok v'darsh, chok v'darsh. Why does Rambam say in one place you're not chok v'darsh, in other place he says you are? The answer is there's two drishas of hakiras here. The drish of hakiras in Sanhedrin, Nechadin, and Mominus is a drish of hakiras to see if the edim are mechuvanim. Over here, the drish v'chakim raisa is to see if the re'iyas ha'edim is mechuvin l'das ha'bezdin. That's what the Rambam says. You see, the Rambam says when the Rambam says that he says in yedu b'cheshvin, the bez mechashvin and yedu shishirech yoshin kol em kulish in bo edim v'dorshin v'chokum ka'aloch and loch above. The Ne'emu Devrayim Mekachin Asar. You see? This, and the Rambam again in Perek Beis, when he mentions in Makabal V'chodesh, he says, and in Halacha Zayin, he says, Sholen Osan, Nimtza Dvar Mechuvonim L'cheshbon Machnis Neshaveru, Nimtza Dvar Mechuvonim Eden Kayemes. There's two Mechuvonim here in Kiddush HaChodesh. Ordinarily, there's a Mechuvonim between one Eid and another Eid. That the Rambam says is not necessary here, because I'm a doctor, because we don't need to know the facts. We know already. But what you have to have is that the Eidim should be, the Haggadah should be mechuvin to the Yediyas HaBezdin, so the Bezdin as Rabbi and Shel Yisroel should be able to be Mekadesh, you see. It's a different mechuvah. And that's why Hazama is split. Why? Because the Rambam says if there was Hazama, afterwards we find that Hazama doesn't matter. But before the Rambam says you can't have Hazama, in Ma'ayman. Why? Because, you see, where there's a regular Agoda Seder, so there's a Cheftza Shel Agoda. There's information. So the Edom have to be there to stand behind the information, always. So that's why if you're mazing them, that's the end of it. But over here, once the Edom give their Agoda, and the Das Bezdin was already has a Kiyum, you don't need the Edom anymore. You see, they didn't bring the information. So that's why before they come, you could be mazing them. But once they're market already, now the business qualified. Now it doesn't make any difference, and even if you're Muslim, it will not matter afterwards, you see. And that would explain the answer, that would be the answer to the Rambam that we asked before also. That where the Rambam says that Edom can come days later, Lemafreya on the one hand, but then again he says, where the Edom are there, and they couldn't say Mekudesh, the Harei HaChodesh Zem U'ubor, and it's going to have 30 days, And you can't change. Why not? You have the Edom tomorrow. Do Lamafreya. The answer is like this: The answer is that once you have a kiyum in the Das Bezdin, you can't have a kiyum twice. In other words, once the Das Bezdin was already mekuyam, so now that's it. So where the Rambam says the Eidim can come for days later, it's where the Chodesh was Mu'ubar. There was never a Yeshivas Bezdin. Bezdin was waiting, but nothing ever happened. So that's why they can come later and they can undo the month. But where you had Nechkarei Dusan, and there was a Kiyum in the Das Bezdin, but they couldn't say Mekudesh, now it's too late. Now you can't be Kashem Lafer anymore, because you can't corroborate twice. You can only corroborate one time, and tomorrow there's no Yeshivas Dayanim, because what are they going to sit for? The Das was already corroborated, but you couldn't say Mekudesh, you see? And that explains why the Rambam omits the case between Kochov Echad and Shnei Kochov. Why? Because what he's saying is like this. If it's before Kochov Echad, so it's a Dayan Yom, so Bezdin says Mekudesh. If it's after two Kochovim, so then it's Lila, so when Bezdin saw it, so there was no Bezdin, so there was no Kiyum in their Das, you see? So then tomorrow they sit down. But if it's between Kochov Echad and Shnei Kochovim, Lo Yom V'lo Laila, so then you can't do anything anymore. Why? Because you can't be Mekadosh Kosofik Yom Sofik Laila, so you can't be Mekadosh. The next day you can't do it either. Because if it was really Yom, so then there was a Kiyum in the Das Bezdin, and now it's too late. So now Bezdin can't do anything. So then it's going to be Mubar. So that's why the Rambam omits that case. The Rambam only has a case before Kochov Echad and after Shnei Kochovim. Okay.
Why is it that today we are not Mekadosh Api Bezdin? Why don't we put a Bezdin? They should say Mekadosh.
The Rambam holds we have a Bezdin. Rambam holds that even Bezman Hazeh, that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, or the Rambam's, even, see, the Rambam sheet is in the Sefer HaMitzvos, a long Rambam. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam explains, and he's very disturbed. He says you shouldn't think we look at the calendar and we know when Yontif is. What the Rambam means is what he's saying here. It's not like Shabbos. Yontif is not like Shabbos. So he says, but what's the Mekadosh? Klal Yisrael is still the Mekadosh. There's a Gavra Mekadosh. The calendar is only telling you when they're Mekadosh. But there's a Gavra Bezman Hazeh that's Mekadosh, because Bezman is a Yom Tovim Deraisa, just like Bezman Shabbos Midrash, I am Bezman Sanhedrin. But the Gavra of the Mekadosh is Mekadosh Yisroel Vazman, and the Yisroel is the Gavra. And the Yisroel around says are the people in Eretz Yisroel, Bnei Eretz Yisroel.
I would say the reason is because we don't have any Mesmuchim.
Oh, you're right about it. Yeah, Avada. Avada, it's correct. Avada. Absolutely.
Overwhelmingly,
you find
that
it's Friday, the
next day after the Maghrib. Once in a while, you find that it's a whole day in between.
Yeah.
Then it's
2 days later.
And then it was Friday.
Yeah, 2 days later.
How
two days later. What?
How does that happen?
So it happens because, you see, if you want, I can take another Rambam. It's a very interesting Rambam. It's up to you. I mean, the Rambam Lo Adu Rosh. The Rambam's own sheet. The Rambam's own sheet and Lo Adu Rosh. The writer just the Rambam in
Aleph Dalet who?
Aleph Dalet.
Saturday, Wednesday, and Friday. Cannot be.
Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday can never be
longer than.
Right. Can never be Rosh Hashanah. You see, an interesting thing. Sunday and Wednesday and Friday can never be. So what happens? But Sunday is Nitcha to Monday. And if it's Wednesday, it's Nitzchah to Thursday, and Friday, it's Nitzchah to Shabbos. So everybody learns, what's the reason? Of course, they take it from the Gemara. They say, because you don't want Yom Kippur to come out on Sunday, Friday or Sunday, and you don't want Yom HaRavah, the Hashanah Rabbah, to come out on Shabbos. Okay? So the Rav says, that's Davar Pasha, that's the reason. The Rambam says a reason that is astounding. The Rambam says like this. He says, why don't we have other, he says, it's only the gen. Lo bimkomo ma'amiti, kemo she'odanu. Lefichach, he says, osu yom kviyo v'yom dechiyo, kidei lefgoa b'yom ha'kibbutz ha'amiti. It's amazing wrong. He says, come out, amol, you have a chance, come on. So he says, Ketzad b'shlishi, he says, if you look carefully, don't start with Sunday. Start with Tuesday, and you'll see there's a Seder over here. He says, Ketzad b'shlishi kovim, b'rvii dochim, b'chamishi kovim, b'shishi dochim, b'shabbos kovim, b'echa b'shabbos dochim, b'sheni kovim. So the Rambam starts from Tuesday, and he says, you see, it's a cycle. It's koveya d'chia, koveya d'chia, koveya d'chia. And then, of course, the last day, it's koveya. So the Pirush asks, he says, why does he start with, where do you get the, where do you start with the Tuesday? Then maybe that's some kind of Masorah to start with Tuesday. But I think the Shaul gets it. The Ravid of here asks a question. Ravid is very fun. Ravid says that he says, Ravid says, Amar Vam, Mishim Machaber Zem Mizgader Ma'od, Mispar B'choch Ma'azos, V'hu Beinav Shegir L'Tachlisa, V'ani Eini Me'an Hashel. He doesn't know the astronomy. He says, The imyi hamolad bebeis gimel hey vav al derech hamtzoy lama lo yitchel lemacharaso alamolad amiti. He says, I'm not an astronomer, but he says, I don't understand the realm. You tell me it can never come out, the Amiti, the true conjunction can never come out on Adu, that can't be. It's not totally in the days of the week, that the Ravid know, you see. But what the Rambam really meant is like this. I saw in a book on astronomy, they say it's usually afterwards. It's usually the true conjunction is usually after the Mola, but I don't think that's enough to answer Rambam. The Rambam means like this. The Rambam means that when you have a day of Tviyah and the day of Dechiyah, so you're augmenting your chances of having the true conjunction fall in either the day of Dechiyah or the day afterwards. For instance, it falls on Tuesday. So on Tuesday a kaveh, right? Falls on Wednesday, you're going to be docha to Thursday. So now you have 2 days already. You have Wednesday and Thursday. Because when you have the chiyah, 2 days are involved. In many halachas, you see, a nitcha, it's not completely lost. There are certain halachas there. So what the Rambam means is that you're increasing your chances because you have, by creating a system, if you only had a system of kaveh, you only have 1 day. But if you have, and you can't have only a system of tchiyah, that doesn't make sense. So then you have tchiyah again. So the Rambam is saying the only way you could do it is to make tchiyah and tchiyah, tchiyah and tchiyah, tchiyah and tchiyah. So this way, when you have tchiyah, you have 2 days: the day that it falls on, and the day it's nitchatu. So the chances are increased that the amiti is going to be in that time, in those 2 days. You see? Now, why does the Rambam start with Tuesday? I'll tell you why, because the Rambam Shita, if you learn through the Rambam Shita, he holds really that, you see, the Chochmah of the everything is totally in the Chochmah. In Sanhedrin, it was the Chochmah of the Amiti, the true conjunction, the Deinu. But now we have the calendar, it's the Chochmah of the Amtsoi, you see, that's Koveya. So, because it must be Chochmah.
The average,
that's Koveya, okay? That's the Chochmah, that's Koveya, Bisman is that, the Chochmah of the average. So what the Rambam's saying is like this, basically. That the Rambam Shita is when Sanhedrin cannot be Ma'abar the Chodesh Latzorach, like I mentioned before, except in rare cases. So the Rambam holds, over here the Cheshbon is the Chochmah, and you can't do a Latzorach Adu because of Yom Kippur and because of Hashana Rabbah. Because he holds, you have to always go by the Chochmah, the Chochmah comes first. That's the Rambam Shita. That in general, unless it's a rare case, but otherwise, the Rambam holds, you can't go against the Chochmah. So the Rambam found in the calendar the Chochmah. Why do you start on Tuesday? Because once you have the Chochmah, now you can take into consideration the Tzorach also. You see? But what the Rambam holds is you can't take the Tzorach l'chatchila m'tchilas ha-cheshbon and you say, and go away from the Chochmah. So the Rambam showed that the thing is really the Chochmah lo ad rosh. And why? Because what does it reflect? It's an amazing. What does Rambam say? It reflects the kibbutz amiti. That's Yadua Bifnei Boreolam. So he holds even the calendar revolves around Chochmas Hashem that only the Boreolam knows. That moment. That, so the Rambam holds that the Chochmah, the calendar, is the Chochmas Hashem that's Kaveh the Mo'adim, even today when we don't have the Sanhedrin. We had the Sanhedrin, so they were able to be Mechavim, Bedaitam, and to know the Dikta Gadol, the Kibbutz Amiti. But now we don't have, we only have the calendar. Still, he says, it's made in a way that it should be Pogeya. It should have a chance that the Kibbutz Amiti should emerge, it should appear. So Yedias Hashem should be the should all revolve around Yedias Hashem.
That's a you tackle today a very, very deep opinion. It's necessary to push it. It's Gewaldig, Berevilein, Gewaldig. Rav Shelfny should be able to be Mavitz Teure, Rachis from the Kinder, forever. I would like just to say to the Oilem, thank you for this Zman, Baruch Hashem, we had a beautiful Zman with nice Shiurim. Mechem will continue after that Zman, but it will be a little recess. People are trying already to go around to the bungalows, hey, nahin, it's a bissel schwer to gather people for Sundays. So ich will wünschen jeden a mazel dike woch und a gesinnte woch und a zluche dike woch und a gesinnten zimmer and to understand that we had in the Seder we had al pi Hashem Yachni and al pi Hashem Yisui which I saw a gewaldige remes that al pi Hashem Yachni like when we are in Machne we are home and we keep the Torah home is al pi Hashem Yisui when we furt weg from the heim the zelbe beschefer same Bashefa, the same HaKadosh Baruch is all over. Al Pi Hashem Yachni, Al Pi Hashem Yisui. So we have to know, we could learn everywhere we are. So we'll winch in 8-9 Malas Gid. And Rabbi Hanani ben Akashu, and Mutzah Dirot HaZakas, is Tzor Lufich, Achiv and Fer Mitzah Shnema. Adon Echulis, we are Tzit Toi Yagdil, Toi Rebi Yadir Kaddish. Hey.